Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this Quick Hits video, I'm going to give you an introduction to a new feature in ASP.NET 4 called Predictable Client IDs. One of the things that's been a challenge for us as ASP.NET developers is that as we've evolved our client-side augmentation of our server-side ASP.NET development, it's a little difficult sometimes to get programmatic access in JavaScript to the client-side representation of our ASP.NET server-side controls. And that's because the ASP.NET runtime creates a client-side name for those controls at runtime. Well, the more we have to develop on the client, the more we need to be able to gain programmatic access. So, the new feature in ASP.NET 4 gives us two additional options for defining how we'll access the client-side representation of our server-side controls in ASP.NET. Now, the first thing we can do is simply say we want to define static names. And we can do that at design time and say, hey, we want the client representation of this ASP.NET text box to be the following name. And that works great for certain scenarios, but one of the places that it doesn't work is when we're using templated controls like the list view control, where we specify a single set of controls as a template, and then at runtime, those controls get created as many times as is necessary to display all of the data that's going to be displayed by our control. In that case, we can use the predictable setting for the client-side IDs, and I'm going to demonstrate how to do that in this little demo application that we're going to build right now. So let's go ahead and create a new ASP.NET web application. And the first thing that we're going to need is a data set to use in a list view control. So let's go ahead and scroll down in our Visual Studio Toolbox to the data controls collection, grab an XML data source, drop it on the page. Let's specify an XPath, and we're going to have a collection of products. So let's say products, product, and then of course inside our control we're going to need a data section, and then we said that we were going to use a collection of products. So here is a collection of three products that we can use as our data, and now we can go ahead and specify an instance of the list view control. So to do that, let's grab the list view control off the Visual Studio Toolbox, and here we can start to specify the item and layout templates. So we'll have an item template and a layout template. Now for the item templates, we're going to display the product ID and the product name. So let's add a little bit of text. We'll say the product ID is here and the product name is here. And we're actually going to do this by virtue of a label control on our page. So let's go back up to the standard section of the Visual Studio Toolbox, grab a label, drop it on the page, and I'm going to change the name of the ID of this label control to be product ID label. And over here, instead of the static text value, we're going to use an ASP.NET eval statement. So we're going to say eval, and what we're going to place here is the product ID. Now I realize that we haven't wired up the data source to our list view. We're going to do that in a moment. And then here at the end of this, after this label control, let's put in a line break, and then let's use the magic of cut and paste to grab that whole control and duplicate it down here for product name. So let's call this ID product product name label, and then instead of evaling product ID, let's eval product name. And I want each of the sets of items in my template to be displayed on a separate line, so I'll add another break there. And here, we'll specify the template. Let's begin with a div that we'll call item placeholder container. And this is going to be run at server because this is a template for a server-side control. And then here, let's use a span tag, and we'll set its ID equal to item placeholder. Whoops. There we go. And again, we're going to run at server because this is a template to a server-side control. Now we need to wire up our data source in our list view control. So the first thing that we're going to do is let's specify what the data source ID is going to be. So data source ID equal, and our data source ID is going to be XML data source 1. And we're also going to specify how we want to handle client IDs. So the first thing that we're going to do is let's say client ID mode equal auto ID. And this is the mode that makes things work just the way that they have always worked in ASP.NET applications. So let's go ahead and run things just as they stand right now. And if we look at the source code that's generated our client side, we say view source, you can see what we get here. We get in our list view, we get an iterance of each of the three data items in our data source. If we look at view source and we scroll down to our list view, you can see we've got this sort of fairly complex name here. Now, notice there's this CT100 main content, which is the content placeholder for this page, which inherits from a master page. List view 1, which is our list view control. Then this CTRL0 product ID label. And you'll notice that each one of these, CTR1, CTRL2, and there's this sort of algorithm somewhere that's used to create the names for the client-side representations of these control instances. So that's not very easy to program against. So we want to change that. Now, to do that, I'm going to go here and I'm going to say client ID mode. Now, we could say static, in which case we would just set the client ID ourselves. But that wouldn't work for us in this case because we're using a templated control and we're going to have to use multiple instances of each of these label controls, one for each iterance of the data in our list view. So instead, we're going to say predictable. Now, because we've specified predictable, we need to provide some guidance in terms of how the client-side ID should be created. So we're going to specify client ID row suffix equal, and this is where we're going to specify what value or where we want ASP.NET to get the value that it's going to append to the client ID, and this is where the predictable nature comes in. When we look at the source code of the page, this will all make sense to you. So I'm going to say client ID row suffix, and then I'm going to specify that the row suffix should be product ID. Now let's run and see how things have changed. So here's our data, and when we go view source and scroll down, what you'll see here is a somewhat interesting phenomenon. So here we have main content ID. Now note that the CTL, that convention is gone. So main content is the content placeholder control where all of this page's content lives. Here we have list view 1, which is the name of our list view control, product ID label, which is what we specified that the label control's name would be, and then we have this one here, and one is the value that was taken from the product ID. Now down here, the value was 34, and down here, the value is 43. So what this means is that we have a clean, predictable client ID name, and it is differentiated from the other instances by virtue of the value from the field that we specified. So this makes for a much more straightforward programming model when we want to manipulate the document object model implementations of our server-side controls. ¶¶